On November 27th at 7:16 a.m., the Ellis Police Department received a report of a criminal threat, with the reporting person stating that they had observed posts on a Facebook page that specifically named two Ellis County community members and was concerning in nature. After the Ellis Police Department was able to verify the existence of the post, they began investigating the credibility of the threat. And at 7:29 a.m., contact was made at the residence of one of the community members that were named in the Facebook post. At 7:36 a.m., while the officer was on the scene gathering information and advising the community member about the post, 43-year-old Nathan Harwick of Ellis showed up at the community member's residence armed with what the officer on the scene perceived to be a long metal pipe. Fearing for the safety of the community member and their family who were present in the house, the officer on scene drew his service weapon and began giving commands for Harwick to drop the object that he was displaying in his hands. Harwick was compliant and was subsequently arrested without further incident. Harwick was then transported to the Ellis County Jail, where he was booked on requested charges of two counts of aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, and criminal threat. No injuries were reported. The officer on the scene later contacted the other community member who was named in the Facebook post and verified that they were unharmed. Governor Kelly and Kansas Department of Labor Secretary Amber Schultz recently announced that after years of fraud, delayed claims, and long waits, Kansas's unemployment program has rolled out a new, modernized system. And they stated that the launch of the online claim system that has been 3 years in the making is more than a decade overdue. Governor Kelly called it a complete transformation, saying now they've unlocked access to a world of new possibilities because modernizing an IT system is about more than just updating old software. It's about rethinking the entire infrastructure. Governor Kelly also told reporters and Labor Department staff that the old system was slow, inefficient, and frankly unresponsive, especially when Kansas needed it most. Kansas's aging unemployment system crumbled under the weight of a historic number of unemployment claims that were filed during the COVID-19 pandemic, of which an estimated hundreds of millions of dollars worth were deemed fraudulent. A September 2021 state audit found that about 59% of the roughly 1 million unique claims filed during the pandemic were suspected to be fraudulent, and that same audit showed the state processed $700 million in fraudulent benefit payments, half of which came from federal funds and half of which from state funds. Schultz said a backlog of fraudulent claims still exists, however, the department believes every case of fraud has been identified. And Governor Kelly said the overhaul that cost more than $40 million will have continued investment in technology, and that's important, so they never fall behind the mark again. The health insurance marketplace is experiencing an increase in the number of potential cases of agent and broker misconduct, so consumers should be on the alert and verify changes in enrollments in their health insurance. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt warned that everyone should be very cautious when giving authorization for changes in their health insurance enrollments, and if you suspect unauthorized activity, you need to report it immediately. The Kansas Department of Insurance and the Health Insurance Marketplace have offered tips for consumers on how to identify fraud and avoid becoming a victim of unauthorized changes or enrollment in insurance plans. And they include to confirm permission, as agents and brokers must gain your permission to sign you up or to make changes to your insurance plan. Avoid red flags. If you come across a health insurance ad that offers you cash, gifts, or other bonuses, this could be a scam, so avoid giving out personal information that may be used without your consent. And make sure to only use trusted official sources to find help with researching, selecting, and enrolling in insurance plans so you can review and compare the plans carefully. Consumers who think they may be a victim of unauthorized agent or broker activity should call the Marketplace Call Center at 1-800-318-2596. And for any questions regarding unauthorized agents or broker activity, you can visit the Kansas Insurance Department online at insurance.kansas.gov.